Log Talk Radio.
Grizzly's Growls presents The IDSL, the show that tries to play every tune by every Minnesota artist on GarageBand.com, if they let me, and if it doesn't suck. Now, here's your host, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Hello again, folks. This is the IDSL for August 13, 2009. It's about 10 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone, out on the edge of Lake Superior, my hometown. And I am your host, Grizzly Smith, the inimitable and internationally renowned new media celebrity. Yes, that's me. And who do we have here? I believe this might be my lovely and talented co-host, Callie. Are you there, Callie?
Maybe not.
So it could be some. It could have been some complete stranger. I didn't even know. But what? glad you could show up. Are you feeling better? You had a headache earlier, I know. So.
I know. I still have a headache. But I'm here. I'm here to be your co-host.
lying down on the couch with a cold cloth over your eyes and your phone up to your ear.
No, I have my laptop in my lap, the phone up to my ear, taking instant messages as I try to prepare for my show and be a very good co-host with you.
Okay. Well, that's good. Like I say, it would have been fine if you hadn't made it, because like I said, I know you're not feeling well. You got my message about what I was doing as far as the songs from yesterday and so on?
Yeah.
Basically, yes. Since the show yesterday kind of went to hell in a handbasket, I went back and I put every single song from yesterday on the list for today and moved everything down one day. So, and as I recall, you, wait a minute, where's the other one? Oh, there it is. Seth Rush and then Troop of Echoes. Why don't you introduce the first one? You got that handy? I'm still in the middle of pulling up.
Yes, I do. It's by Seth Rush.
Okay.
He's from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's experimental rock genre. It could be gothic alternative art. Seth is a unique artist whose dark songs about the human condition temper even the most heartful souls. That's really hard. Heartful is really hard to say. I don't know. He wrote the lyrics for this song, Mind, from the 2000 in Shotgun Rat. I don't know what that is. Never heard of that.
Actually, I never heard of it myself.
He sounds like Nirvana, Swans, JCP, and New Order, influenced by Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana. And you can check out his SoundClick at soundclick.com/SethRush. It's just like how you would normally spell it. No unique spelling, but it's all good. So check him out. I'll go check him out. The song here is called Breathe, and our next one is actually called Breathe. We have kind of a little theme going on. We like our listeners to breathe. When you guys are listening to us, take time, relax, and just breathe.
Yeah.
And we can roll into the song right now.
Breathe. Like, what's her name on the country music? The blonde lady. What's her name again?
The blonde lady.
Married to Tim.
Oh, Faith Hill.
Yeah. Just breathe. Anyway, but this is a different song. This is not the same song. This would be Breathe, but it's not by Faith Hill. It's by Seth Rush. So let's listen to that and see if we agree with everything he had to say about himself, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was short. But it was okay. I mean, it was all instrumental.
Yeah,
sorry.
It said it was like 2 minutes and something.
Yeah, 2:35. So it was all instrumental, but it was nice. I thought that I don't think that sucked even a little bit. Okay, well, I guess they do the next one here. Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. The next one. Another song named Breathe. This is, our fourth Breathe in a row, or our fifth if you count the fact that we actually played Seth's yesterday just before Blog Talk Radio, or Broke Tech Radio, as I call it, lovingly, hung up on me. But this is, in fact, our fourth tune in a row named Breathe, which must be a popular tune. Popular name for tunes. This one is by Troop of Echoes out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yes, I know. We've played other stuff of theirs before. Troop of Echoes is a five-piece band out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Our sound, they say, is a texture of rock and funk-driven riffs with heartfelt vocals and a rhythm section that's locked and loaded. They include Brandon Hatcher, the manager, Jerry Horvath on drums, Adam Teeter, lead guitar and vocals, Leo Nelson, acoustic guitar, Cam Marksworth on bass, and Ryan Wibber on lead vocals. And the tune is called Breathe, and they say nothing whatsoever about Breathe, other than it's modern rock, which is fine. I usually like their stuff, though. So let's check that out, then. Breathe from Troop of Echoes.
Give me room to breathe, to breathe.
We are, and that was Breathe from Troop of Echoes. That was actually pretty cool. I like that one. It was a nice beat to it and all of that. I thought that was very well done. Very kind of commercial sounding, in fact. And you know,
very commercial.
Yeah, I think they could go someplace. But they had a lot of good songs on the GarageBand there. They have a whole slew of them on there, as I recall. So let's see. Well, you know, we got to figure out some mechanism where you can put in music too. Maybe share the hosting, share the access to the thing. Except I hate to I wish there was like a co-host mechanism in the thing, rather than just what they have, which is basically giving you my logins for my account. But no, they got a pretty good stack of tunes.
I don't think they let me because. It's my own personal computer, so I do a lot of Remember Me on this computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to get into CRC's account, but they wouldn't let me, but other people did. So maybe they would know that this is my computer, and they won't let me go in anyone else's account. So I don't know if that's going to work.
I don't know. I know if you'd have to basically log out of your account to be able to log into somebody else's is the thing, I think. Would be the problem.
Yeah, I was logged out.
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't work then. That's the one option they give you for doing a co-host is having two people log into the same account. But maybe you're not allowed to log into more than one account if you have your own. I don't know. But they should figure out a mechanism for that. I'm just saying. Because, I mean, sometimes you come across stuff that you want to play, and I could just plug it in somehow. But tomorrow morning I get my big birthday present, which I ordered for myself. But it's still my
nice.
Birthday present. My it's my birthday present because my sister doesn't get to complain that I went ahead and spent the money. Didn't have to buy me anything this year, but I shouldn't get to complain about it. But it's going to be cool. It's got a mixer and a FireWire adapter and a condenser microphone and a pair of headsets. There's not a pair of headsets. You just have a headset or a pair of headphones. But so that'll be kind of nice, and I'll be able to. I think I'll be able to figure out how to play music just without having to upload it to BTR first. Just play it out over Skype through the phone line thing. See how that works out. Anyway, so you do the next.
I was gonna say something. I was gonna be like, I buy myself presents, so don't feel bad. I bought myself a car and a laptop, so don't feel bad.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
It was my Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just actually listening to the archived version of your show the other day, and you were mentioning about how you managed and paying for your schooling and whatnot, and since you get it all back on taxes anyway, I guess, or words to that effect from what I remember of the show. But yeah. I've got the subscription in there. So.
Yeah, no, like if I get financial aid, they're not going to give me any money back.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how the guy does it because I obviously don't do my own taxes because I hate numbers.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, he just kind of basically gives it back to me. I was like, well, sweet. You know, I go to a community college, so I might as well just pay it and get it back. That's basically going to school for free.
Yeah, I suppose, if you're getting it back on the taxes and everything anyway. So, yeah. Well, that works out good then. Let's see. You do the next one.
The next song is Brian's song, right?
Right.
Yeah, because we did the Breathe. So our next song is Brian's song, so big shout-out to all the Brians out there. Michael, what was it?
Michael DeWald, I believe. DeWald.
DeWald. I'm not good with the English. I'm not good with pronouncing names. The genre is rock. The hometown is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I told you I hated English. And he's the composer of it. And that's pretty much what I see. He doesn't really have a description or anything.
No, just instrumental.
And he doesn't have a picture, so.
Yeah. Fairly long one. Says it's like six and a quarter minutes, but. But like I say, it must not suck or I wouldn't be playing it. So I guess we'll listen to that one then. No, we'll listen to that one and see what's up with this then. Brian's song from Michael DeWald. That was pretty cool. Ryan's song from Michael DeWald. What did you think of that? I thought that was nice. I thought that was kind of a nice little tune. A good theme music for a podcast.
Bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you have a dog?
I do. I'm sorry.
Sounds like a chihuahua. I used to have a chihuahua when I was a kid.
Very annoying. That's why, I totally do my shows at night while everyone's asleep so the dog won't bark. It's very annoying.
So I guess you have a kind of a night owl dog going there then, huh?
No, it's only 8 o'clock, so.
Ah, okay. That's right. Yours doesn't start for another couple hours yet. Anyway, we're an hour and a half now, anyway. Let's see. Well, I'm supposed to do the next one. Let's see. It's, surprisingly enough, not named Breathe. Let's see. It's from Brighter Day from Words of Wise. Not Words of the Wise, but Words of Wise. Words of Wise is out of Thief River Falls, Minnesota. They describe themselves as just a couple of MCs trying to be heard. That would be James Bratton, MC and producer, and Sean Branch, MC and producer. Don't say a lot about themselves here, though. Let's see. And the tune is called Brighter Day, listed as hip-hop. Well, I suppose we'll have to see if this actually does sound like hip-hop. Didn't we try to listen to this the other day, and it didn't actually sound very hip-hop-ish? But,
I think so.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if it sounds... Hopefully, so far, I won't speak too loud, but so far, BTR has been fairly well behaved tonight, so I guess they did some maintenance stuff last night, so maybe we'll be good today. So, let's see.
Yep.
Brighter Day from Words of Wise.
Through this darkness I'm living in, reflect light on the path I took, my people bring them in. A brighter day, something nice for the future, something nice for these kids, a type of life that I'd like to get used to. But for now I keep working, it's worth it and I'm certain, so this person keeps searching for a brighter day, better things soon to come my way. I'm working hard, ain't got time for play, and when I find my way through this darkness I'm living in, reflect light on the path I took, my people bring them in. A brighter day, something nice for the future, something nice for these kids, a type of life that I'd like to get used to. But for now I keep working, it's worth it and I'm certain, so this person keeps searching. Forgive me if I seem a little out of touch, it's just my dreams in my reach, but I can't seem to clutch. I say trust in what you vision, but listen to your gut, it's a must. I just stop living or fucking give it up. Sometimes I feel I'm destined, other times I feel so desperate, reckless yet content. So what's the contents of the message? It's a blessing in disguise, selfish eyes, so selfish lies. But maybe with success all my selfishness will die. I realize it's no surprise that if you're weak you won't survive, so I greet the open sky with broken wings and hope I fly. I'm humbled by the ride, but still I mumble subtle sighs. I become what you despise, I'm witty and wise. And while you live your shitty lives with your pity scribbled eyes, getting dizzy from the ride, I'm busy getting mine. Still time and time again, when I try to find my pen, it's out of ink or out of reach, so I think I'll just pretend it's a brighter day, better things soon to come my way. I'm working hard, ain't got time for play. And when I find my way through this darkness I'm living in, reflect light on the path I took, my people bring them in. A brighter day, something nice for the future, something nice for these kids, a type of life that I'd like to get used to.
Right.
But for now I keep working, it's worth it and I'm certain,
yo,
so this person
yo,
keeps searching. I've got nothing left, so I gotta work on making it right, day and night, just keep pushing towards the way of the light. I stay on mics and I pray for the sight to help me see the opportunity for changing my life. And that's the path that I've chosen to take. Control my fate, don't wanna wait until I know it's too late. Show that I'm great, won't ever break, although I shoulder the weight. Hope the mistakes I know I've made don't explode in my face. Taking steps in a direction that's best for my progression. Confess that I'm obsessed with success and to be the best in this profession. Got my sights set on perfection, I learn from the stresses of lessons. Every test is a blessing, my life's a mess and there's no question. I've wasted enough time, so now I'm making moves to find my place in the sunshine. A space that was once mine, I'm facing a tough grind. I'll reach the finish first in this race cause I must find. time, a brighter day. Better things soon to come my way. I'm working hard, ain't got time for play. And when I find my way through this darkness I'm living in, reflect light on the path I took, my people bring them in. A brighter day, something nice for the future, something nice for these kids, a type of life that I'd like to get used to. But for now I keep working, it's worth it and I'm certain, so this person keeps searching for a brighter day. Better things soon to come my way. I'm working hard, ain't got time for play. And when I find my way through this darkness I'm living in, reflect light on the path I took, my people bring them in. A brighter day, something nice for the future, something nice for these kids, a type of life that I'd like to get used to. But for now I keep working, it's worth it and I'm certain, so this person keeps searching.
Brighter day from Words of Wise. That actually wasn't half bad, I didn't think. A little more chipper message.
I liked it.
Yeah, a little more chipper message than you usually get from hip-hop, but good beat to it and so on. Actually, the rhythm of the beat was almost more like a reggae beat, really. But that's just me. So, and...
And not all hip-hop is negative. I mean, I listen to hip-hop. Not all hip-hop is negative. Mostly what's out there, that's what sells, but, you know, there's some good, like Common and Kanye West tries to do some good singing.
Yeah.
Our next song of the show is called Bring It On from Hostile Environment. They are out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Their genre is blues rock, and it could be metal, funk, blues, alternative. They say, I can tell you right away that we are not your normal band because we are not normal people. That's interesting.
Okay.
We play a different style of music. Most of our songs are based on life experiences. Riffs with sarcasm and funnier than hell. If you're offended by our music, I really doubt you understand the music. So, that's interesting.
Okay.
They sound like AC/DC and Anthrax. They're influenced by AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix, Alice in Chains, I don't know how to say his last name, Mastaku?
Nathan Matuska. Matuska.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sounds like a hot name. I wonder if you saw it, but I can't say that. And he does rhythm and guitar. Tim Hawkinson's drum, Brian Smith lead guitar, Corey,
Devaney?
Venti?
Maybe Devaney. It could be Devaney. I think I would say Devaney.
Lead vocals and
Boog Anderson.
Yes, it was bass.
Right.
Not bass, bass.
Not bass. Boog Anderson on a large fish. Okay, and the tune is what now?
I said it was a Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Like Bring On like the beat.
Okay, so I guess I better Bring It On then. Hard rock song about the man holding you down. Okay, bring it on. Well, let's do that then. Bring It On from Hostile Environments.
Thank you.
it on, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I would say that was legitimately blues rock. I look kind of like that. Could be.
Yeah, yeah, it had a bluesy feel.
Yeah, it ended kind of abruptly. I thought, well, they're done. But maybe that's just me. But, yeah. No, just got... I would just tease. I'd listen to a blog talk radio show earlier where, with a guy who was, I guess, had something to do with Sharpie, and he mentioned that some people are using Sharpies for makeup now. And so I was pestering the lady on Twitter on Twitter who is the social media person for Sharpie, and I mentioned the idea for makeup. She says, "No, Sharpie isn't tested for use on skin." So I don't know. I thought it was funny. Maybe that's just me. Anyway, we got a few minutes left. I'm still working my way through that album, John McLean album, Letters Home. Let's see what he has to say about this next one. I'm up to the fifth tune on there. Something called New American Way, fifth track off of his Letters Home album. And I will put a link in the show notes if you're interested in hearing what the rest of the album sounds like, although eventually I'll get through the whole thing. New American Way. What does he have to say about that? Let's see. He does the vocals and acoustic guitar. Seth Connolly, electric bass, electric guitar, and piano. Don Conrad on drums, I think it says. Based on true events reported by Brian McCrory for the Boston Globe. Sadly, this is not an isolated story. Uh-oh. Sounds like it might be political. Well, let's see what this is about then, I suppose. John McLean, New American Way, off his Letters Home album.
You need not say one single word. I can read your angry eyes. Yes, I've had a drink or two with all the day shift guys. Indeed, we close down Ernie's in a most rememberable way. With bitter words, we made our toast to the new American way. I've raised my glass 40 years or more to brides and newborn babes. Tonight I hurled it to the floor. They stole our dream today. Nine a.m. Those Boston brats shut AC whiting down. That was but the first mean blow they laid on this old factory town. They're parsing out but 2 weeks' pay for all our years of sweat. Asked about our pension, no answer did we get. I've raised my glass 40 years or more to brides and newborn babes. Tonight I hurled it to the floor. They stole our dream today. Drove 4 hours to those corporate towers to ask our so-called bosses to reconcile their newfound gains with our profound new losses. But Misters McGrath and Leland Potter hid from Jenny, Jimmy, and me. While a stiff and stammering Boston cop marched us back down to the street. Jimmy Lamore turned 64 with no retirement pay. Charlie Hall, who's lived here all his life, tomorrow will say, there is no future here, my son. You must move away. And as for you and me, my dear, they stole our dream today. I've raised my class 40 years or more, two brides and newborn babes. Tonight I raised and hurled it down to the new American way, to the new American way, to the new American way.
Not bad, I like it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of what was that tune that Billy Joel did? Oh man, I went blank on it now. But
Bye Bye Miss Mary Pie.
Sorry?
Never mind.
I'm trying to remember that. Anyway, he did one too, basically. A lot of that going around, though. Basically, they shut the factory down and they move it over to Asia somewhere, and then they can't figure out why they can't happen. This can't sell anything in America anymore. Well, we ain't got no damn jobs. Of course you can't sell anything here. They can't figure why the economy goes to hell. They basically take all the jobs away. Well, yeah, it's going to happen. It works that way. But, oh well. But I thought that was pretty good. That, folks, that was the new American Way from John McLean's album Letters Home, which I will put a link in the show notes to. It's johnmcleanmusic.com is his website, and you can get a copy there if you like the sound of the album. And I will be working my way through the rest of the tunes as the shows go on, one at a time. And he's actually got a couple of them from some rather well-known tunes on the album, too, that he got permission to do. And I got permission to play them, so I'm going to go ahead and play them. Anyway, you were just about out of time here, but did you have fun tonight? Kelly? Hello?
Sorry, I was on mute. My bad. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm talking, and I said to Kelly, I'm like, oops, I'm on mute. I do that a lot. I don't know why. I do it to my show, too. Then my friends are like, you're on mute. I'm like, oh, my God, oops. No, I had fun. I'm fine. I'm going to take a power nap, go do my show, and I like how I listen with you. It's totally different from what I do. It's very structured, and it's good practice. So I'm seriously so thankful that you let me co-host with you. So thank you, Grizzly.
Well, thank you. And thank you, folks, for listening. This has been the IDSL for August 13, 2009. And this is the IDSL out. Thank you for listening to the IDSL. The It Doesn't Suck list is based on a search for tunes by Minnesota artists on GarageBand.com, sorted by the name of the song. We make no guarantees to play everything, just everything we can get away with. Theme music is 140 Times from Rock On, also an IDSL tune from earlier in the list. Comments are welcome at grizzliesgrowls.com. This show is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 license. Thanks again, and talk at you later.